and can have sin. Takes me to the fifth point, the state of their operation. The state of their operation. Sphere, subtlety, sacrilege, success, now the state of their operation. Please, back to verse 2. Many will follow, here it is, their sensuality. That is a very strong term, asalgeia. It means sexually immoral, depraved, debauched conduct without restraint. Sexual immorality. They preach a Savior. They don't want a Lord. Why? Because they want to feed their lust. By the way, sensuality here is plural. Their sensualities, their debaucheries, their sexual immoralities. The word is plural, emphasizing all the more that their sexual lewdness was habitual and came in many forms and extremes. They practiced immoralities. They are the libertines. They are what theology calls the antinomians, the against any rules or standards. They don't want to accept any restraint in their fleshly desires and their sexual indulgences. Listen to what Jude says about them in Jude 4. It says, they have turned the grace of our God into licentiousness. Now listen to that. They turn the grace of God into licentiousness. What does that mean? That means they live lewd, debauched, immoral lives, and they say, well, it's all covered by what? By grace. It's all covered by grace. And Jude says the same thing in verse 4. They deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. They may not deny His deity. They may not deny His death, His resurrection, His second coming. But what they don't want is Him getting in the way of their lifestyle. Verse 7 of Jude, he says, just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, since they in the same way as these indulged in gross immorality and went after strange flesh. Homosexuality, as well as gross immorality. They claim to represent God. They claim to be a part of the church. They claim to teach the truth. They sound okay. Go behind their theology. Look at their morality. Peter describes them.